Jesus was like us in all things but sin. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Thursday, and if by this point in the week people are really starting to get on your nerves or driving you crazy or ready to scream, stop. You got to become what I call a domestic mystic. What's a kitchen mystic, I call it. That's the type of person who can recognize the face of Jesus in people who really get on your nerves because, as a song from Les Miserables says, to love another person is to see the face of God. I don't care if you never had a Bible study class. I don't care if you never took a theological course. You can become a domestic mystic if you get to that point where you can recognize the face of Jesus in other people.
And we know exactly where that passage comes from. I don't know whoever wrote. I don't know if the people who wrote the musical Les Miserables was reflecting on that when they included that song, that sentence in the song, but that's directly from Matthew 25. What you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do to me. The way you treat other people is the way you treat me. And we got to remember that because, you know, it doesn't say the way you treat the people who are nice to you and you treat them nice back, you do that to me. No, no. Jesus is not that exclusive. He includes all people when he tells us the way we treat them, we treat Jesus. It's a hard lesson to learn, isn't it? Because there's some people who do get on our nerves. There's some people who do take us for granted. And I'm not saying you should be a doormat to them. I'm just saying that even if you're using tough love by saying no to them, by disciplining them, by putting parameters on their behavior and how much contact you even have with them, and using tough love, you are still treating with the dignity that you need to show them because they are a child of God. Today's scripture passage comes from Matthew 25, verses 45 to 50. From the sixth hour until the ninth hour, darkness came over all the land. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? When some of those standing there heard this, they said, he's calling Elijah. Immediately one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a stick, and offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him. And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. End of the scripture passage. Now, I said at the beginning of the program, Jesus was like us in all things but sin. So let's talk a little bit here about the significance of this scripture passage. You know, if you say the Apostles' Creed or the Nicene Creed and you talk about Jesus as humanity and divinity and that he was one God and two persons, you might be saying that in the comfort of your home or the comfort of a church. And you may have been saying it for so long that those words just roll off your lips and you don't have any trouble with those words. That's part of your profession of faith. Well, I need to tell you, in case you haven't had much church history in your life, that in the early church, those professions of faith came after a great deal of struggle, a great deal of argument, disagreement, sometimes persecution. Why do I say that? Because it involved speaking about a person in a way that never before, anyone ever before, ever after spoke of a person. To speak of a person, one person, with two natures. A human nature and a divine nature. In the early church, they really fought over that.
How do you explain that? Some said, well, he was God and not human. And some said, well, he was an exceptional human, but not really God. And that went on for hundreds, 200, 300, 400 years almost. As finally, by the grace of the Holy Spirit, by being attuned to the way God spoke, by a very intense study of Scripture, they finally got to the point of understanding this one person in two natures. And it was finally enshrined in the Apostles' Creed and the Nicene Creed. But it wasn't easy. And even to this day, I don't think it's easy for people to really understand the significance of saying that Jesus was both human and divine. We hear in the letter to the Hebrews that Jesus was like us in all things but sin. Do you understand the ramifications of that? If he was like us in all things, he had all the feelings that we had. Because you got to understand, a lot of people don't realize this. Feelings are not sinful. What we do with our feelings may be sinful, but having a feeling, an angry feeling, a sad feeling, a sensual feeling, they're not sinful. They're part of the human condition. What we do with them may be sinful. Jesus never allowed any feeling that he had ever to go in the direction of causing him to sin. Having said that, reading that scripture passage that I shared with you today, he's in pain. He's been hanging on the cross now close to 3 hours. He cries out, using Psalm 21, my God, why have you forsaken me? At that moment, even though Psalm 21 ends up by praising God and acclaiming God as God, at that moment Jesus was feeling some intense pain and perhaps some abandonment. You know, he came and took on our human condition, and there's times when we feel abandoned. And how about when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane? So much stress that he could sweat blood, begging the Father, if it be possible, let this chalice pass from me. Let it pass from me, but not my will, but thine be done. He felt things intensely. He drove the money changers out of the temple. He grieved at the death of his friend Lazarus. The shortest verse in the entire Bible is, and Jesus wept. He went to prayer and talked to his Father. We don't know all the content of his prayer, but he had to talk to his Father about his concerns as the storm clouds were gathering, as he knew that the Jewish leaders were becoming more and more hostile. Now, I tell you all this because our relation has to be very, very much the same way. That we also can go to our Father like Jesus went to his Father and say, this is how I feel. I feel angry, I feel sad, I feel joyful, I'm worried, I'm feeling lonely, I'm feeling abandoned, I don't know where to turn, I feel like I'm at the end of my ropes. I don't hide those kind of emotions from God. Take them all to him. He invites that. What does he say? Come to me, all you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will give you rest. Take up my yoke and learn of me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We have to be able to talk to God about everything, about our sensuality, about our temptations. We have to be ready when we have to give up our spirit, like Jesus gave up his spirit in the scripture passage that I shared with you today. We have to be able to say, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. It takes a whole lifetime to build that kind of trust. to be able, in the midst of our agony, our passion, our final moments, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Now, we can't go into heaven with clenched fists. We have to go to heaven with open hands. Open hands. And with open hands, we can accept from God good things, because now we know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the kind of God that we have. God so loved the world that he sent his Son into the world to save us. That kind of love that Jesus has for us, that has to get us through good times and bad times. We have to come to, there's only one way we can come to God out of our human condition. With all its messiness, with all of its concern, with all its questions, with all its feelings, and know that God doesn't reject us for coming to him as a human. He welcomes that. He expects that. And when we hand our life over to the Father, then we get blessed beyond our wildest imagination. Our prayer partners today are hospice nurses. Hospice nurses are those people there in the final hours, the final days of a person's life, serving them wonderfully, giving them a great deal of help, often very comfortable talking about faith questions. Food for thought today comes from Henry Winkler. He writes, "Assumptions are the termites of relationships. We assume, right? We assume that we know how God's going to work or how another person's going to work. That's not wise to do. Don't do it." Today's small attempt to make you smile or laugh, written by George Crenshaw. "My wife and I were at my high school reunion. As I looked around, I noticed the other men in their expensive suits and bulging stomachs. Proud of the fact that I weighed just 5 pounds more than I did when I was in high school, the result of trying to beat a living out of a rocky hillside farm, I said to my wife, 'I'm the only guy here who can wear the suit he graduated in.' She glanced at the prosperous crowd, then back at me and said, 'You're the only one who has to.'" Boy, talk about deflating your spouse. Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. If you would, drop me a note. Let me know you listen to the program. It's really helpful. It's a shot in the arm to know there's actual listeners out there. Let me know if you have any prayer intentions you want me to take to prayer, or if you'd like to receive my newsletter. It comes out 6 times a year. There's no charge for it. It's one place where I put my preaching schedule. If you can send me a check to support my work with the very poor and sick in Oaxaca, Mexico, the hospital I built for them, named after my mother, the Anacitar Hospital, any size check, any amount, I'm most grateful for your help. Make it out to Tash, T-A-S-H, Inc. Send it to 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And if you get a chance, visit my website at Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com. Make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee. God of glory, Lord.